This is the Media in Ministry column. This time, an interview with musician Pete Mayer. And the title of the column is Go Looking for the Word. It's written by Josh Langhoff, who is a church musician and freelance writer in the Chicago area. Peter Mayer's new album, Passages, showcases his poetic approach to faith-based songwriting. It also features his accomplished guitar playing. Mayer's been lead guitarist in Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band for 30 years. Some of the Passages' proceeds will benefit ELCA World Hunger Projects and International Partners in Mission, an interfaith global service organization co-founded by Mayer's missionary parents. Living Lutheran spoke with Mayer, a member of First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Nashville, Tennessee, about how he practices his music and his faith. Living Lutheran asks, most of these songs are based on specific scripture passages. What were the biggest surprises when you were grappling with these texts? Mayer responds, the music sometimes made me go looking for the word instead of the word finding me. It goes to show me once again how the Spirit and God's presence is within the matter we live each day. Scripture is one of those absolute diamond focal points we go back to, but to me, it's a constant return, not a closed cell. I think it's supposed to, like in the Jewish tradition, open up story after story, the way that word is finding ways to take root in life right now. The Living Lutheran asks, what was your process for writing songs inspired by Bible passages? Would you begin with music that would then lead you to a particular text, or vice versa? He responds, the song Turn had to do with personal struggles I was going through. Out of those struggles, I kept thinking of this constant dance we make to turn back to a life that leads us, for clarification, for transformation, for acknowledgement that the voice we turn to is always within, has always been within. I then went in search of music and scripture that opened up that whole idea even more. In other words, I didn't read a passage and say, oh, this is Turn, as opposed to Shadow of Your Love, which was motivated by the many psalms that speak of resting in the shadow of your wings. The Living Lutheran asks, what do you like about that image? And he responds, I find it a great comfort, especially after going through a catastrophic health issue 5 years ago. Out of the blue, I was diagnosed with lymphoma and went through a year of treatment. I'm doing very well now, but at that darkest time, my foundation and pillars were swept out of my life, and what I turned to was my loved ones, my family, my faith, and God's presence. The Psalms kept reassuring me, this darkness you feel is also the presence of God. It doesn't mean that evil is God's presence. It means that eternal Christ in God is present in our biggest disasters and our highest mountain joys. Whatever could befall me, I knew I had company higher than my doubt, deeper than my songs could express, and more beautiful than I can ever remember or project. The Living Lutheran asks, you play a lot of dates every year, performing many of those same songs. How do you find new life in those songs? He responds, when you're in the moment with Jimmy Buffett on stage, it has to be new. And that's the beauty of Scripture, too. When it's taken and applied and lived out in your life, it just has to be new. That's God's word among us. So when I'm playing Margaritaville, and that's a whole lot of chord D in the moment, complexity doesn't have anything to do with its beauty. The moment itself is beautiful because it's passing. We're meant to live it. So when I live that D chord, I just try to be right there in the moment, making the best D I can play. The Living Lutheran asks, your songs get fairly complex. How did the unusual chord progression for Jonah occur to you? I was behind stage, he says, in Alabama, and I had my classical guitar, and I just started pedaling a chord form that uses open strings, and I really loved the sound of it, and when I moved that form around the neck, it made a beautiful progression. So I just started singing. Part of my healing journey through this cancer thing was coming to terms with the fact that a big effort of mine was to find a hideaway from whatever I thought was pursuing me. The Jonah story was dear to me because this was precisely Jonah's story. He was called because he had a particular voice, but he was so scared, and he ran. After having cancer, I thought, dude, what is your voice? When are you going to give up some of this fear and live fully for everything you're worth? So I thought, I'm going to let this song be the Jonah that needs to speak. So the chords spoke Jonah to me.